KQED.
We're going to go now to California's North Coast, where protesters put out banners that read, "An attack on one village is an attack on all villages." This was at the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse in Humboldt County last week, along with the hashtag, quote, "All Graves Matter." KHSU's Natalia Estrada explains why.
For Humboldt County residents living in the small Northern California coastal community of Trinidad, the lighthouse, a replica of the original structure, represents sailors, fishermen, and travelers lost at sea. But for the Yurok tribe, whose nearby ancestral village is called Shurai, the lighthouse represents oppression by white settlers. All of this came to a head recently because the cliff is eroding and the Trinidad City Council had begun to move the lighthouse to a temporary location somewhere around 12 to 20 feet away. But that is directly above the Shurai burial ground, putting it in jeopardy.
We've been fighting with them for years over the last few years about the lighthouse.
Axel Lindgren III is a Yurok elder with the Shurai Ancestral Society. He and his family are descendants of people buried here. He takes issue with the city council rushing to relocate the lighthouse.
Now, where they say it's an emergency move, it's not an emergency move. That's a lie to get around CEQA.
That's the California Environmental Quality Act, and it requires consultation with tribes in such cases. But waivers can be granted in certain emergency situations.
Cracks were opening, pavement was getting broken and cracked, and that comes right up under a corner.
Trinidad City Manager Dan Berman says this is an emergency, and that there were numerous meetings about the relocation of the lighthouse with the Trinidad Civic Club, who owns the structure, the city council, and tribal cultural monitors.
I didn't anticipate this level of response because I didn't see that move of the lighthouse over as being the insult, I guess, to cultural resources there, to the people that apparently people are clearly taking it as.
In a written statement, the Yurok tribe says it's deeply disappointed and that the parties had not finished the formal consultation process before the decision to move the lighthouse. Patty Fleschner with the Trinidad Civic Club says the protests are uncalled for.
No one's trying to desecrate or disrespect anything. We're trying to preserve the site below so that the lighthouse doesn't fall down the hill.
Meanwhile, a small band of protesters, many of them tribal members, continue to sit around the lighthouse every day. Like Lucas Garcia, a Yurok descendant of the Shurai village.
This is my home. This is who we are. This is part of our identity. And for the city of Trinidad and the Civic Club to encroach on our village is like taking a part of who we are.
Negotiations continue and construction has stopped for now, while all parties work towards a solution. For the California Report, I'm Natalia Estrada in Trinidad.